You guys, the show is starting. It is starting right now. I hope you're fired up. I'm fired up. We've got a big one today, you guys. We got Otto Ruggiero in the house. Ruggiero is the most amazing app layer in the world. The prims that are coming are incredible. I haven't had enough coffee this morning, you guys. I'm having some palpitations, so I need more caffeine. Do you understand? I'm not pumped up enough, okay? Are you guys ready for this intro? Let's get this intro going. Oh, man. All right, you guys. So ThorChain is the world's largest Bitcoin DEX. You can swap Bitcoin with 10 different blockchains across 39 different pools without using bridges or wrapped tokens. It's so cool. Check it out at swap.thorchain.org. Anyone in the world can use ThorChain. There is no account to open, no KYC required. It is all permissionless, baby. ThorChain has two tokens, Rune and TCY. The fees for swapping on ThorChain are paid in Rune, and that's where the yield comes from. The fees are deducted from swaps to purchase Rune, so you don't need to own Rune to trade on ThorChain. 10% of the protocol's revenue goes to TCY token holders. You need to stake the TCY tokens in order to collect this yield. There are zero inflationary block rewards. Therefore, the yield is real. The money is paid by real users. Rune is also deflationary as 5% of the revenue is converted to Rune and burned. ThorChain is turning into a full layer one with the ability to create smart contracts on it, similar to Ethereum. The community calls this app layer Ruggiero, and it's being actively developed. And that is what we're going to be talking about that today, guys. One primitive on the app layer. I hope you guys are so ready. Additionally, guys, if you'd like to become a node operator and need some help, please reach out to @runetard on X. That's @runetard on X. He can help you get set up and find some bond providers. I'll help you as well. If you need any help with ThorChain in general, join the ThorChain community Discord and Telegram group. Links for those are on ThorChain.org. If you are a Go developer and you'd like to work on ThorChain, please reach out to @ChadBearford on X. If you've got some talent, you want a job, we will hire you. Get a job before AI takes it. Please, guys, follow ThorChain on Facebook and Instagram, ThorChain content on TikTok. We need 1,000 followers to live stream on those platforms. So if you guys want to see this show, you want us to have Otto Ruggiero on again and have it on there, please follow them, guys. Remember always, this podcast is for informational and educational purposes only and does not constitute financial investment or legal advice. And with that out of the way, you guys, this show is about to get started. My name's Denny. I also go by Patriot Sounds. I also help with the Runebond accounts. Been doing ThorChain stuff for half a decade now. It's been really fun. I'm still having fun. I'm going to go ahead and kick it to my main man, Kenton, over there. How you doing, Kenton?
I'm good, buddy. Thanks, man.
Kenton, can you hear me?
I don't
me?
Drink coffee.
Oh, there you are.
And, good. You know, this, I can hear you. Can you hear me? It's good? I'm okay?
Yes, sir. Go ahead.
Dude, yes. I don't drink coffee, but... you know, listening to you in that intro is my jolt of caffeine and energy. I love it, man. It's very refreshing. And but yeah, great to be here with you in LA from Otto Ruggiero. Maybe I'll give you guys just a little quick update. I don't think much has really changed since Thursday. But I'll just maybe just kind of reiterate something. So limit orders are live now on the front end. And so we'll play with that. Let us know how it goes. We still need to tweak. I don't like how they're displaying the streaming swap settings. We gotta tweak that a bit. But now you're able to adjust them. Making progress on the homepage, like the full website. So hopefully that will be done. We're aiming for the end of the month. Be nice. It's a real upgrade from the current one. Lots of things updated and you know, giving it a good bit of a facelift. And then I noticed Boone posted ADR 23 to lower the max supply and total supply, burn like a big chunk of the reserve to get the total and max supply in line with the circulating supply. We talked about this a bit on Thursday and it's great. So it's nice. I love seeing the community jump up. You know, we've got, was it Drexel? I forget his name. Did ADR 22. Now we got Boone doing 23. So it's really awesome to see the community like stepping up and getting involved and pushing this stuff forward. And I just saw a few comments in Discord, but it seems like everyone's like down. So you know, I'm sure if they give another week or two at least for people to think about it and comment and go back and forth. But I think anybody who, I think a lot of people love the burn and are, you know, buy into that idea of being deflationary. So I would think they would chomp at the bit for this, like it would, you know, to lower the supply numbers like that. So so yeah, so hopefully that'll get some, you know, traction here, guys. If you know, go on Discord, go talk about it, bring up any, you know, questions or concerns or support. Yeah, I mean, even if it's just support, go in and say so, right? We just, you know, the more people we hear from, you know, the collective hive mind, the better, right? So yeah, so that's all I got. So with that, maybe hand it over to Ale here from Autorajir. You can introduce yourself and maybe just a quick bit about you and what, how you got to Autorajir, and we'll go from there.
Okay, guys. First, thanks for having me here. I'm going to do a short introduction. I've started with Kushira, not Rushira, in the Terra Times. They launched their token at the time. By the way, I've started in crypto in the Terra Happy Times. First as an investor, but always looking forward to build products. So first I needed to know what was available to, as an investor, to think about products to build. Well, I'm not going to talk about Terra and everything that happened. We all know that. But yeah, as I was telling before, I bought my first Kushi bag in their launchpad. And I've started to playing with their products that already look great in Kushira. That was way before they have their own blockchain. Yeah, that was a protocol in Terra, right? And fast forward, well, Terra crash. I left crypto for like a year or something like that because I was very hit by what happened. just to say a little thing about that, I already had my ticket to go to the first big meeting in Texas of Terra when Terra crashes. I was already building products in Terra. Yeah, then all that came after that was really sad. So yeah, I quit for a year almost. When I went back to crypto, I checked my wallet and I had an airdrop from Kushira. I knew at the time that they had launched their own blockchain. So I started to look at it again. I find again Orca, you know, Orca, the liquidation platform. That's the main product. That's the product that made, I think, Kushira famous at one point. For if anyone doesn't know what Orca is, basically it's a platform, a product. It was a product at the time that allowed you to bid on liquidations. I mean, every platform liquidates. Every platform that has a money market has liquidations. In 99% of those platforms, those liquidations are done by bots. But Kushira made a platform for us humans, common people, to bid on those liquidations to buy discounted tokens, and it was a really great product. I've started playing around with it. I've started to liquidate some stuff. I did it all manually, and then I thought, okay, this could be automated. I mean, I'm doing some money, but then I go to sleep. When I wake up, I see that I missed some opportunities overnight. So I say, yay, let's do something for this. So I did my first automation just for me. It was just some basic scripts that basically went to check what token were about to be liquidated. And then it places a bid. And if it won the bid, it automatically claimed the tokens and sell it. And it started working. So I went to sleep. When I woke up, I went to my computer, and yeah, some days I earned some good money, and it was great. And I say, yeah, maybe we can do this for everyone else. I mean, following the Kushira values, that is bringing, democratize a lot of stuff that happens in DeFi in general, we could bring this to other users, not just ourselves. So yeah, that's how the idea of Auto Kushira at that time started.
That's a cool. That's really great. I mean, that's the thing, right? With a lot of, like, you know, you had to make custom scripts in the beginning. You wanted to do specific things, but that requires a level of sophistication, right? And so you are basically making this a very easy, streamlined process to bring in the normal person who wants to enjoy the same things, but in a way that's much more intuitive, that doesn't require any coding experience. Would that be accurate to say?
Yeah, of course. Because even with this first version that was really basic for a coder, you need to know how to code. I mean, at least at that time, that there were no AI. Yeah. Right now, if you want to do something like I did in this very first version, you probably could do it without coding knowledge. I mean, things are changing very fast in this time. But yeah, you're accurate. I mean, you need to know a lot of stuff, how to interact with the contracts, how to trigger transactions, et cetera, et cetera. Right. I mean, it wasn't super difficult, but yeah, not for the common people.
Well, that's what it is, right? Like everything that ThorChain does or the app layer does, it's always abstracting away complexity. Right. To do a cross-chain swap is like one of the most complicated, if not the most complicated thing you can do in blockchain, like a real layer one swap, not like this bridge half measure stuff, you know, real layer one to layer one. And so what you're doing, I think, is so very important because you're helping bridge that gap between complexity and a simple user interface that abstracts all of that away. So, well, that's really cool, man. I love your introduction. I love the story. What do you think? Maybe we should get right into it, or is there something else you want to say before we really start checking out what you got going on?
No, I just want to point out what you say. I mean, I didn't mention the team, but I work with a team that we've been working for several years together, like more than 20 years, 25, I think, right now.
25 years in crypto?
No, not in crypto. Together with my team, but before crypto, that's what I wanted to say. We've been working for banks for several years.
For what did you say? Sorry, for bats?
Banks.
For
banks.
Banks.
Oh, banks. 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 Sorry.
Yeah.
Banks. Fintech. Banks in Spanish. Yeah, gotcha.
Okay.
Sorry.
Yeah, accent, if you don't understand something about my English, please let me know.
No, stress, man. I don't know Spanish, so I apologize to you.
Okay, bunch of gringos, no, man. We suck.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, a couple of those gringos. Sorry, buddy.
No, don't worry. But I think this is important because we've been working for banks several years and. The main problem there that was just that we wanted all the time to build stuff for the users because users we were users, banking users, of course, as everyone else. We were struggling with a lot of things that we want to build, and in banks wasn't impossible. Was impossible to build because the all the processes they have, all these things you have to do to put a button on a screen. I mean, it's impossible. So that's one of the main reasons we moved to crypto, because we want this freedom to build stuff, and we always been building products for users to make it simple, to make to solve real problems. I mean, that's our main motivation as a team. We want to solve real problems, and in crypto we see this conversions of things we already sold in the bank, and we hate the banks for that. So we moved to crypto to be free and to build solutions for real users that are really, really simple to use. That's our main motivation.
Nice. Can I just maybe just recap a bit? Oh, nice. So Orca was doing, it wasn't auto liquidations now become this popular term because of the crash, the 10-10 crash in October, right? And or ADL, auto deleveraging, is that right? And this is when somebody's trading on margin and they get liquidated. And they maybe you can explain that a bit. Maybe you can explain it better than me. Like what are these auto liquidations, and you know, why is it better for us, the users, the individuals, to be able to participate in that versus, say, the banks or the centralized exchanges?
Yeah, I mean, basically, not even talking about technical stuff, we as users may don't have the opportunity to participate in liquidation. I mean, you want to buy a discounted BTC when the market is bleeding, you mostly can't, because no platform offers that. Rushida offers that. I mean, you have the opportunity to place a bid to build discounted BTC or ETH or whatever you want. I mean, all the tokens that are in the market. So that's the main reason. Rushida offers you an opportunity to participate in this, while the main money market platforms doesn't allow you to, because they have their own bots that does the liquidations, and they keep the earnings. I mean, they are the ones that buy those liquidity tokens, and more. When you put a bid that is an intention to buy discounted tokens during a liquidation, you as a user in Rushida choose what percentage of discount you want to buy. Let's say I want to buy Bitcoin with 5% discount. Of course, if I could, I would buy it for 30%. That is the maximum, right? But you as a user choose when you put your bid the percentage. This automatic platform doesn't choose anything. When they liquidate others, they do it for the max, that usually is 30%. So the one that is liquidated, it's always liquidated at the max discount. I mean, it maximizes the loss of the one that is liquidated, and they are the ones keeping the money they are earning. Am I clear?
Yeah, maybe. 100%. Can I maybe say it back? Make sure I understand. So let's say Bitcoin is 100,000, and the person gets their liquidation level is at 99,000, and when they have to sell their Bitcoin collateral to cover, you know, do a margin call, they're forced to sell it at, say, 70,000 to the exchange. The exchange buys that Bitcoin at 70,000, and then the price might only be at 98,000, and then they go and sell it at 98. So they make that difference between 70,000 to 98. Meanwhile, the trader, they're liquidated. So the trader loses money, the exchange, now they just make a quick buck because they bought Bitcoin at 70, sold it at 98. Did I explain that properly?
Yeah. Yeah.
More or less.
Not just sex. Yeah. You got the idea.
Yeah.
And it's not just sexist. I mean, DEXs as well. I mean, platforms like Aave, that's the same.
Hyperliquid.
Yeah. I mean, I'm not a specialist on how it works for other platforms. I know how it works in Rushida, but the idea is the one you said. So asking to the original, replying to the original question, the main advantage you have here, you have several advantages in Rushida for liquidations. But the first one is you as a user can participate. You can't do it in other platforms.
Yeah. And I just want to continue highlighting the problem. So these centralized exchanges or these other platforms, I mentioned even DEXs that do this, it's a big chunk of their profits, right? Like I've read, like 20 or 30% of Binance's revenue and profit. So they have an incentive for people to be liquidated because they make money off of it. And so it's like, it's kind of like, you know, eating at a restaurant and they have an incentive to give you food poisoning. Like, that's not a restaurant you want to eat at, right? You know, why would you want to trade on an exchange that has an incentive to liquidate you? And then you start wondering, well, what else could they be doing? You know, if they're the ones that control the cars, they see everything. Can they push buttons? Can they do things behind the scenes to encourage these events to occur? And, I don't want to get too conspiratorial or push blame, but we all know, everyone knows this stuff goes on. And it's not just in crypto, it's in TradFi. This kind of stuff happens in TradFi too. And it's what you are trying to build a more egalitarian system to fight that. So did I miss anything? Did I get that? Is it, you have anything to add or correct
me? No, you get it right. I mean, probably that and more things happens. I mean, this manipulation about everything. But here you can't manipulate because it's all on chain and everything is transparent, etc. And you as a user can participate, and it's good for everyone. So yeah. That, I mean, that's why Orca was the first great product of Kushira and now Rushira. Right now, it only us, the older people call it Orca. Right now, it's called Rushi Liquidations, but the same product. It's a better product right now. Yeah.
Cool. Well, I think with Kenton, you guys are talking about, like, that is so important for people to understand, okay? What Kenton's talking about is going to a restaurant and the incentive is to give you food poisoning. Just a raw economic incentive, okay? Not saying that everyone does that, but it's simply the incentive is there. There's a misalignment there. And the difference here is that now this is democratized. I hate that word, but you know what I mean? It's more egalitarian, we'll say that. It's where anyone now can bid for these liquidations. It does not come at the expense of the user. And for the boon of the protocol itself, anyone can do this and everything is on chain, right? And now the Primna that you're building automates this process. And so that you can just have a more free and fair system. I think that point that Kenton made about how there's such an easy, obvious arbitrage opportunity with this liquidation structure and the incentive is there to do something. But with what we're building, removes all of that malfeasance or potential malfeasance. This is the free system that we have been envisioning since the dawn of blockchain, and we're building it in real time. And I see someone in the audience said, liquidate the banks. Well, I'm just going to say that the system that we're building is so powerful. Let's go for it. You know what I mean? Because they've liquidated us, right? Someone in the audience. Oh, go ahead, Kenton.
I was going to ask Ollie, you know, everything you're talking about seems obvious that, like, yeah, this, what you're doing should exist. And like, but correct me if I'm wrong. Are you guys like one of the only teams working on something like this in crypto? Like, are there any other projects that are do approach liquidations like this, or are you guys unique?
I don't know other project doing something like this about liquidations in particular, right? I really don't know. Maybe some but I don't know.
Well, I think it's technologically.
You think it's a technical problem to do?
Well, it's like the vertical integrated stack of Thorchain and Rujira, right? Like this is the big 0 to 1. Like this is huge. Like to make all the information on chain that's freely auditable, this is not ever existed before. And we could try and say that the Dexes or Dexes should make their internals available. But I think honestly, Kenton, what we're building here, this is like we figured it out. Like this is what we needed to build forever. And it's here, right? And so
push back on you a little bit. Like you guys already were building this on Orca, on Terra, right? So you're dealing with just Terra native tokens. Why can't someone do this on an Ethereum and deal with just ERC-20s or Solana?
You can do it. I was going to tell. I mean, of course, there's a technical barrier to build this. I mean, this is not easy to build at all. And by the way, I'm not the one building that, okay? Hans is the one that is building this this magic
what
stuff.
What doesn't
all
Hans
the magic
build?
Stuff
Maybe that's a better
in Rushida is Hans and Sefirov. But let me tell you this. To build something like this, the first thing that needs to happen is that you want to build something like this. I mean, you need to have the correct values, and that's the most thing lacking in crypto. I mean, that's why I'm building in Rushira and not in other places, because I really buy their values. I mean, giving it back to the people, giving opportunity to the common people, building products that generates real revenue. That is nothing about hidden stuff and everything built in Rushira is real. I mean, our products for real users that solve real problems, that generates real revenue, and that's it. So this goes totally in line about what I was telling about liquidation. You want to build this for the people. The other platform doesn't want this. Because of what you say, they have these incentives to do manipulations and keep the money themselves.
Well, here's the thing too, is like a lot of people might look at that. They might look at all three of us and say, yes, we've heard this song and dance before, you know, make this egalitarian system that helps everybody, watches out for the little guy. The little guy and the big guy all have the same playbook rules, right? Like they've heard that before. But I think the difference I think here is that that's the system that you want to build as well. That's the system you want to build if you're a good person, you have good values. But it's also the system you want to build if you want to be successful. Because Kenton makes this part all the time. A lot of people use various primitives because they're comfortable with them. How it makes them feel, right? Maybe some people use crypto wallets because they feel safe. They've used it for a while. And yeah, not only, like to give it, just put it out there. Like this, the ethos is what we aim here to. But if we make this system and it actually works, and it's actually egalitarian, the inflows, the people that will come to use it, will be extraordinary. Extraordinary. Because there is huge premium to a system that actually works, that actually is fair, that people can participate, and they don't have to worry about a curtain, something be hidden behind a curtain, a hidden ledger, hidden, you know, there's mechanisms, there's levers, there's buttons, there's knobs that are beyond your control. This is what we've been wanting to build forever. Right. And so that's what I would say out to the people. Like, yes, the ethos, we do proclaim to have a good ethos, but there's a good reason to have the ethos as well that has nothing to do with the ethos itself. Like, you win. So man, it's they go hand in hand. They're mutual. They're not mutually exclusive.
Sorry, Patriot. That's why why Thorchain persists. That's why we're still around. We'll continue to be around and keep going because, like, we're all working. We all have the same vision, the same belief, right? It's the why, right? Like we want to build something real that actually improves people's lives and solves real problems. And like I agree with you, like a lot of crypto, especially now, like you know, there's, I meet so many people in crypto who like, they believe in KYC and I'm like, you gotta be, and they believe in censoring. And I'm like, oh my God, like, but they're the newbies, right? In the last few years. But there, I mean, there's still gotta be, I still believe there's, you know, when it's not just us, there are other people and teams in crypto who are on our side. It just blows my mind that no one has done what you've done. And like, maybe just goes to show how difficult it is and, yes. And how you guys have figured it out. And it's pretty like on Orca, what was your TVL there? Was it upwards of 100 million?
I don't remember. No, I don't remember the numbers, but it was pretty successful at that time.
And that was just based on Terra, assets, right? Now you're bringing this to Bitcoin and Ethereum. Yeah, right. It's like the top 10 crypto. And like, yeah. So it'd be really cool to see how you guys do now that you have a much bigger like market to draw from. Yeah, awesome.
Yeah. Looking great.
So maybe with all that, so like, okay, we're all, you know, slapping each other on the back, high-fiving about how, you know, good we are and egalitarian. What's in it for us then? What's in it for you? Okay, you want to build something great that benefits the user, but how does it benefit Ollie? How does it benefit Rajira? How does this benefit ThorChain? Like if we're giving up, these other exchanges are making all this money on the liquidation, How do we then make money if the users are going to be capturing that? How do we actually benefit from that?
Yeah. First, I wanted to make it clear that we are not building Rushi Liquidations or Orca, as we called it before. This is a Rushira core team. I'm not part of the core team. We are building Auto. That Auto, my stuff, I'm going to talk about a little bit in a few minutes. But answering to your question, that was what I was saying before. All these products are being built like Orca. They provide a solution to a real problem. Let the user participate, et cetera, et cetera. And of course, they charge fees for doing that. And those fees are collected and totally distributed to Rushi stakers. That's the model for every Rushira product. That's how we make money. I've also worked like that for Auto. I'm going to talk about it.
And the fees are split, shared, right? 50-50 with Jira stakers and then goes to the ThorChain, right?
Yeah.
So we both
forget
both
all that. When we were in Kushira, it was 100% to Kushi stakers. Right now it's shared with ThorChain, of course, 50-50.
Yeah. So maybe you want to start getting into it.
Yeah, I'm going to talk a little bit about Auto, where is it, and the short story of ourselves. As I say in the intro, it all started with automating this bidding and selling process. And then I realized that there's a lot of stuff to automate. I mean, when you use DeFi for a while and you have several products you use, that happened to me in Terra, of course. You need to have a lot of tabs open and make a lot of clicks on manual operations here and there. When you get good at DeFi, that gets more complicated because basically in the low level, you need to execute a lot of transactions to interact with several protocols. And do the strategies you want to do. Sorry? He froze, right?
Kenton, did we lose your buddy?
No, there he is.
Oh, keep going, Ale. He might be having some issues. We'll get that figured
out. Okay. That what we started seeing is to find a way to automate all the stuff that we do as a DeFi operators. When we starting in Kushira, we start building automations. The first one we built was one really easy that was called the autoclaimer, that basically claimed rewards and reinvested, something very basic. It was done for the Kushi token at that time. It worked really well, but what we realized is that there's a lot of automations that we need to create in order to fulfill all the users' use cases. And when we moved to Russia, everyone knows what happened, right? I don't know if it makes sense to talk about why we became Russia instead of Kushira. You already talked about that before, probably, right?
I mean, it's up to you if you want to get into it. I don't think we have to. I don't know. Patriot, what do you think?
Go ahead.
No, okay. Just to let you know what Kushira looked like before we turned into Russia. Kushira had a problem with bad debt as well as a store fight in that moment. Before that, we have all the suite of products. Orca was one of them. Then we have Ghost, that is in the money market that currently is live on Russia as well. Then we have a launchpad where new products like us launch our tokens. And I'm missing some products because my memory is not that good. But before that crash, we have a full suite of DeFi products. So that's when Auto started, and we started automating some of the strategies that were already there and users were asking for it. Then come this bad debt problem, and then came this union with Torchain, and then was how Rushira was born. Okay. When it was born, we as Brad had to stop a little bit because we were migrating, the core products were migrating from Kushira to Rushira, to Torchain, of course. So we had to wait for the products to be live in Torchain again. At that time, what we did several things. We did Rushi AI, that if you want, I can talk about a little bit later. We did the TCY auto compounder as well, that hopefully you already use. But we took that time to think about how we can find a better solution for all these automation use cases that users were asking for. And we changed completely the solution from what we have built for Kushira. And we built a completely new version of Auto for Rushira that, not getting too technically, what it does is an engine that allows you to define automations in a pseudo code, let's say, in a JSON file. That is something that probably almost everyone knows what it is. It's a description of the automation you want to do. And then the engine just runs the automation. So what's the great thing about this? That if you want one automation, you don't have to create a new smart contract and deploy it and wait for the audit and blah, 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 blah. All the process that takes putting a new contract in mainnet. So there's one contract that handles all the automations. So the idea here is, okay, bring me use cases, bring me situations that you want to automate, that you are doing manually in your day-to-day, and you need this to operate automatically. So that's why we created AutoV2, and this is what we are working currently, automate anything on DeFi.
Okay, great. So I have to apologize. I thought you guys were just more focusing on the auto liquidations, but you're automating anything on AppLayer.
Yes.
Gotcha. Yeah. So users can manually go participate in these liquidations. Users can go manually reinvest the rewards from TCY. They can go manually do all these things. But Ollie's like, no, don't do this manually. Let's do it automatically. Let's create a, okay, gotcha. So when we were talking earlier about the auto liquidations, do you think that's just going to be probably the bigger demand center for what you guys are doing? That's probably going to see most of the action. Or do you have some other projects, other things you're working on that you think might be just as big?
Probably with the current products, I think liquidation is going to be huge. Right now, Rushir is raising the caps for the money market. So now it's going to be start to look good because you need people that leverage in order to be liquidated. So right now it's going to start happening. I think that will be the main product. It's my opinion, right?
And just to let people know, the cap is $50,000 right now on these loans.
I mean, from yesterday, right? It was 10K.
Yes, that's
went from 10K to 50K.
Like, yes,
this is still starting, guys. Like we're nowhere near, right? Like even when it gets to 5 or 10 million, it's still baby in its infancy.
Yes,
right. Like this is just starting. So do you have any? Maybe this is. Do you have any kind of? I don't know. How long do you think it's going to take to open the caps to say 50, 100 million, or to remove the caps altogether, or whatever?
No, I don't know.
Is it just going to be a function of testing? How's everything going? Make sure there's no issues.
I mean, I know because I'm in the meetings with the team that they are going step by step. I mean, this is a really good thing, in my opinion, because we are learning from the past. We had some problems in the past with bad debt, especially. So I think this approach to do this step by step, it's a really good thing. I mean, everyone is eager to raise the caps and start playing around with bigger money. But I think that this is good. The approach is good. It's good for everyone. I mean, building this safely takes time. I mean, no. There are things that doesn't have to be rushed. Even if we want to, I mean, I'm pushing the guys all the time to do some stuff quicker because we depend on that. I didn't say it, but in order for us to build automations, we need the products to be in place, the core products to be in place and without caps, hopefully. Because that's where the use cases start to show up. Because the additions appear, hey, I want to do this and then this and leverage here and there, blah 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 blah. That's our main field for automations. Right now we must wait, and it's okay. I mean, it took time for me to understand it, but trust me that it's a good thing for everyone.
Ollie, are you seeing this? Here, let me see. Yeah, wasn't the debt had to do more with like the treasury, like the actual, the dev team versus the actual.
Right. Yeah, it doesn't have itself to do anything with auto. Sorry. But Kushira have had a bad debt problem. Kushira,
right?
With K before being Kushira.
That was like, Kajira, like the entity Kajira. That it was nothing about the features, that the way the auto liquidating was working or anything like that.
Yeah, no auto. It was Kushira. That's why we start talking with Torchain, and we became Rushira.
That's the whole point I was making before about the technical aspect of this, is that we had two problems, right? Thorchain had a problem, and then Kujira at the time had a problem, right? Kujira had the liquidity problem. Where did they get their liquidity from? Well, they had to take a loan, if I remember correctly. And then Thorchain, we wanted to build this ThorFi experience, this app layer, this Rujira-like experience, but we didn't know how to do it. And the only idea we come up with, using our base layer token Rune, right? We leveraged our own token to try and make something happen. But us coming together solves everything. It solves everything. It's like, I like to talk about what Edge Wallet Paul says. He really good quote, I love. He says, we all have the same goal. We're all just working together and we're meeting in the middle. And I think this is a great example of two teams who want to free the world, who want to have a fair economic doctrine, trying to solve the problem. We're solving it from different methodologies. And we realize by coming together is the ultimate superpower, right? Thorchain secured permissionless access to real layer one liquidity. And then the app layer provides this free, you know, egalitarian DeFi primitives. Put them together, magic. So I'm really excited, you guys. I'm wondering if we're going to screen share and show some of this amazing stuff, what's coming. Because as Kenton said, you guys, these are the early days, early.
I just want to add to that quick, is that, you know, to make lemonade out of lemons, like if there's any benefit to this bear market right now, is it does buy us some time, you some time, Ollie, to like, you know, do these things right, get it built. Because, you know, if we're doing all this in the middle of a bull market, it's not ready. There's more pressure for it to be done. And then, you know, by the time it's done, it's too late. You know, like it's not like digging a ditch where you can just throw more people at it and then it happens faster. Like when you're trying to solve a complex problem, write code, and I experienced this with marketing, when I'm trying to write something, like, you know, doing a website right now, writing the copy for the site, you got to stop and you got to think, and you're like, how do these pieces fit together and how does this flow? And then you come up with something, and then you sleep on it, you look at it the next day, oh, I forgot about this, you know, and you see from a different angle, and you got to like, how does this all interact? And like, you can't, the more you force that, the more mistakes you make, right? So this bear market is buying us a bit of time that we can actually just breathe, think about this, go step by step, and then hopefully by the time the bull market comes, we're done, we're ready. We then can really scale and can be confident to like, all right, let's let this thing run. So if there's any benefit to this bear market, guys, it's that you guys, like Rujira, you guys can all breathe and like do this properly. So that's great. It's great to hear.
Yeah, totally. Yeah, so let me share my screen. Here. Okay. Do you see it?
Yep.
I do, yeah. I'm going to share it also, the text, guys.
Okay.
Perfect. So
this is basically what I was talking about before. We started building particular automations, and now we are turning on this. This is what we want to be, the automation layer for the whole Rushira. And beyond, because given Rushira runs on Thorchain and Thorchain is cross-chain, then we can automate anything. I mean, we can go cross-chains. We can create automations that are omni-chain. I mean, that's the next step. And it's free because of this integration with Thorchain, right? You were saying that before. So that's a vision.
When you say omni-chain, is that the same thing as cross-chain?
It's not the same. I don't want to get too philosophical. but I was saying it because when we was born, we only thought about automating stuff in Kushira. That's only one chain. And now that we moved to Thorchain, we can automate stuff for all the chains that are integrated. I mean, we could do it. That's huge. I mean, we are not doing this right now because we first want to have all these machines running smoothly on Rushira first, just with the products we deploy. But after that, after everything runs perfect, users are happy and all that stuff, we can start building automations that are cross-chain. I mean, I don't know, put a loan in Aave and take the profits and do some stuff on Base. I don't know, stuff like that.
Cool.
Yeah.
Yep.
So what is all this auto stuff? Because I've been talking about a lot of things, and auto is several products. It's a suite of products that some are already built and some are part of our vision, and they will come when we need to build this. And this is important. We have a huge vision of things that we think that users will need, but we will only build it if the users really need this. Because we've been building product for several years, and the worst thing you could do is build something that no one asked for. And in this space, and with this all AI magic happening right now, things run really fast. So let's see what the users need. We always will build what users really need, nothing else. So right now, what it's already here is the auto engine that is the core piece I was talking before, that allows us to define these automations that we call workflows internally, that says, hey, claim this reward from here and then sell it in RushiSwap, and then do something with the profit. Stuff like that, basically. Things you already do manually, clicking, blah, 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 blah. We can automate that by specifying the steps, and those are run by this auto engine.
That's pretty crazy. Wow.
Yeah, you think so?
I love, think about it, right? I mean, maybe there's something like this that exists, something sort of like this that exists somewhere else, but it's usually stuck to one chain, right? One ecosystem. And here, I'm just trying to think of all the interplay between all the primitives that are coming on Rujira. You've got lending, you've got perps, you've got, you know, maybe prediction marks, blah, 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 right? But it's going to be cross-chain. It'll be cross-chain, yep. Right? And so the capability here is basically what I think of it is a huge toolkit that's never existed before. And it's going to be available. And it's just the most innovative thinking people that are going to use this to do some of the most amazing strategies that have never existed before. Not because their desire for them to exist wasn't there, just because it's not been technically possible to do in a decentralized, permissionless way. Right. So this, yeah. Like, I just got the people out there, like, this is we're scratching the surface here of imagination of what you can do with this stuff. So, and again, guys, this is the very, very beginning. Super cool. But go ahead, Ale. I'll keep going here. But it's blowing my mind. I'm really excited.
Nice. I like you did. I want to say two things about this. First, that we did something very similar several years ago for banks, because we work creating platforms for different banks, and we built a tool that looked like that for making products for banks. So we are bringing all the knowledge we had from banks to crypto. And here is totally different. And there's a lot of freedom to do a lot of things we couldn't do at banks, but we already built something similar like 20 years ago for banks. This is the same idea, but for crypto. And the other thing I want to say is that right now, this is the core piece, the one that runs the automations. We are the ones writing the automations right now because we are the only ones currently that knows how this works. But as you say, our vision is to let the users write their own strategies, their own automations. And of course, we want to make it really simple for the users. That's why probably in the future, we are going to have this other piece of the suite of products that is going to be called Auto Studio. That's going to be a visual tool to build these automations, being dragging and dropping, as many other tools provide, or using AI to describe what you want to do and create this automation that, after being defined, after being approved, after being curated, after being deployed, are going to be executed by the auto engine. That's the idea. And also the idea of having this piece is, I didn't say it before, but we don't consider really good at investing. We are not good at creating strategies for earning money. But there's a lot of people that, yeah, they are. I've been following them myself. So what we want is to have them write these strategies using this tool and monetize it. I mean, there's a fee model behind this, a business model, that there's a creator fee for the ones that create the strategies, that every time a user that runs their strategies earns money, they earn money as well. So these two pieces, hopefully in the future, will bring a lot of new strategies for a mass of users, and good money also for creators.
That's really a good incentive structure you have there. If because there's a lot of really famous people out there who have their live streams, right? They do all their DeFi stuff, right? They're well versed in it. They do it every day. They could tell you all the chart stuff, all the different things they talk about. That is a perfect incentive to get those people attracted to using Auto Regira, using Regira, because they actually can make money on the strategies they're sharing for free anyway, right? And then it enables their own followers to use the same strategies. That's brilliant. I love that. Well done.
Thank you, man. That's the idea. We are here. We already wrote our first automation. I'm going to show you in a minute. But yeah, the next step would be this. And of course, we need to have a marketplace to run these automations. I mean, once we have hopefully a lot of strategies creating their automations, their strategies for the users, for us. I mean, I'm waiting to have this in place to invest my own money. As I say, I'm not good at investing, and hopefully we will have a lot of different strategies built here. So I'm willing to put my money here. But yeah. Once there are a lot of strategies, hopefully, to make money, you need to have a place to find them, right? That's the Auto Hub, what we call the Auto Hub. That it's going to be a marketplace of all these strategies where you will be able to look for them and launch them. Right now, we have only two that I'm going to show in a minute. We will have two ways to find these automations, or in reality, three ways. The first one is going to be our Auto Hub. The second one is going to be Regira itself, because we have integrations in Regira. I can show you right now what I'm working currently. I don't know if you already saw this automation from the TCY Auto Compounder. TCY Auto Compounder is in charge of getting the rewards of the TCI stake in the Auto Compounder contract, and then reinvest them. Yeah. Currently, we are working on a new version that will allow the users to do more stuff with that. For example, if you just want to keep your rune instead of taking the rune and buying more TCY and stake them, you will be able to just activate the auto claiming and it rune will go straight to your wallet and you do whatever you want. Or you will be able to convert the rune to another token. Let's say you don't want more TCY, but you don't want more rune either. You want to accumulate, for example, Rushi or BTC. You will be able to say, okay, let's convert my rune rewards in BTC and with these slippers. And that's it. This will run automatically and buy you BTC in this case every time you get the rewards. So as I was saying before, we are integrating all these automations we are building in the Rushira side. Just to make it clear for everyone, this is only running in my machine. We are working on this as we speak. We didn't even finish it, but just to show you something that is coming soon, and also to show you how these automations works in the shadows. I mean, you don't know from here that you are writing automation when you select an option here. The same happens when you go to spot trading.
Can I interrupt you, Ali? I'm sorry. Can you go back? I want to ask you a question before we get too far ahead. On the TCY, you had it where you could claim your rune and then have it automatically buy, say, Bitcoin. Is that layer one Bitcoin going to a Bitcoin address, or is this a secured asset Bitcoin?
No, it's a secure asset. Upper?
Okay. So then maybe just to help, if a listener isn't aware, to use app layer on ThorChain, it is using wrapped assets. You would say deposit your Bitcoin or whatever, and it lives as called a secured asset on ThorChain. And it's like a layer two kind of. And these secured assets, these wrapped assets, are really cheap and easy to trade within the app layer. And so if you're collecting these BTC Bitcoin on app layer, these secured asset Bitcoin, it's like a wrapped Bitcoin. In order to get the real Bitcoin, you'd have to withdraw it, and then the system would just exchange it and withdraw it to your Bitcoin address. So just okay. So, and the reason to use these wrapped assets, these secured assets with Bitcoin, whatever tokens, is it makes a feature like this very cheap and easy to use. This is how it makes it possible to automate everything. And okay, gotcha.
Could you automate the process, like two tiers, to have them go withdraw to layer one BTC as well with this primitive?
Probably. Yeah.
Something more to build, add it to your list.
Again, man, I'm eager to have the users asking for new features. I mean, we build this engine to make it really easy to have automations quick and running. And of course, this will be available for all the staking tokens, for example, Birun, that it's a new shining star. Here happens the same, right? I mean, you are getting Rune as reward, and you will be able to choose all the options I showed before. You want to convert your rewards in BTC, there you go. Just use this and that's it. It will happen automatically. But my point was that all these automations are going to be consumed by different applications. You have them here in the Rushi side. Here you also have it in spot trading. When you put a limit order or requiring order, you have here the auto claim that once the order is filled, it claims the token and sends it straight to your wallet. That's our automation running in the background, right? And we will be finding different situations where automation makes sense, and we will be putting in different applications like Rushi itself, like AutoHub, as I told you before, and as well Rushi AI, that is another product we have that we didn't talk about before. But before creating this new version of Auto, we've been working with Rushi AI, that basically when it was born, it was like a ChatGPT for operating Rushi AI. I can show you quickly how it looks like. I don't know if you already see this before, but basically you can ask for something like this. Show me my portfolio. Yeah, there's an AI that interprets this and converts it into an intention, and yeah, then something like this happens. You can do more stuff like this, and you can create orders or, I don't know, swap 5 USDC for Auto, for example, stuff like this. We've been building this for some months. Then we start building the engine, as I told you before. I think this is a good product that could be good for some users, but I think the real difference of this product will be when we have a lot of automations already in place, and we could chat or talk with an AI to help it discover what we want to do and bring these automations to the users in a really, really easy way. Right now, this is cool. I mean, I like it, but I think it's not that useful as it will be in the future when we are plenty of automation and strategies that users have to discover some way, right? Because let's say you have 1,000 automations already built, and you as a user want to run one. How you do it? I mean, you need to discover it easily, something that is good for you. There, we will come back to this Rushi AI product to make it the discovery layer of all these automations, to make it really easy to the users to find their best automation. You know,
I'm sorry to interrupt you. I really like this. And to your point, exactly. Yeah, you know, obviously this is new. There's not many primitives, but when more and more primitives come online, there's more strategies, right? I actually could see this AI, and especially the AI, will grow in sophistication as well. This will actually be the starting place maybe for people, like, because, right, like when you're on a new interface, it's overwhelming in your mind, right? Like, you, where do you click? Where is everything? If you have one centralized location people can go to, that actually would be very intuitive and helpful. And like, maybe like, see the chat box where it says, type your message here. Maybe that should say, what do you want to do? What do you want to do? And then someone could type that out. Like, I want to trade. I want to set up this. I want to do that. And then the AI would work with them, right? Like, and that would be like super cool. And like, that way you have one central location, whether someone wants to do lending, they want to do perps, they want to do arbitrage, they want to do this, they want to do that. The AI is the first step and it takes it from there. I think this is a really cool thing you guys are building here. And as you say, not much utility yet because there's not many things yet, but when we get these other primitives online, look out. This is going to be super cool. Yeah. Continue, Alex. All right.
No. Yeah, I totally agree. That's a vision. I mean, when we build this, it was cool. It was the first AI Asian narrative, and everyone was talking about Asians, blah, blah, blah. We need to try it. We need to build something to know what are the capabilities and what things we could really build. But as I said many times during this chat, we only build things that are really useful for the users. I mean, if you look at this, probably you like it because it looks good and maybe it's somehow useful, but this is not the product we really need as users. We need what you say. So yeah, these use cases are starting to appear, and hopefully in the short term we will have many of them, and then we will come back to this AI product to make it really an entry point, as you say, for the users.
Right. And I think just intuitively, and I could be wrong about this, feel free to disagree, but I think, because if I come to the site right now, it says, type your message here. My brain, if I'm new, trying to imagine what that'd be like, what message? What do I do? What is it expected of me? Yeah. Right? Like, there's no intuitive intentionality to that. But if it says, what do you want to do? Or something like that, then I can say, oh, well, I kind of want to do this. And then I think that might be a simple change that might help a lot. Just an idea. Maybe I'm wrong about that, but my gut tells me that's probably a little better.
Yeah, you're right.
Very cool, man.
You're right. It will start with something much better than this. I mean, I don't want to talk a lot about AI because I'm really fan of AI, and I could be talking like several hours. But basically what will probably happen in the near future is that this product, as any AI product you use right now, we start knowing you, knowing what you usually do, and it will suggest stuff for you to do when you start. I mean, you operate with tables, okay? It will offer you right here, okay, I found this opportunity for you to make 10% in this product. That's it, with this strategy. I mean, there's a lot of things to do here, but it will come later. We need more products, more strategies, more use cases in order for this to be really useful.
Ale, what about the people who are paranoid about AI collecting data on them? And now they're going to have your crypto wallet, your trading history. Are you collecting Are you guys collecting all this data on your AI users?
No. We don't collect data. We use Benis as the AI provider that they doesn't own any data. They are really focused in privacy. You can check the process, Benis.ai. But yeah, there's a lot of paranoid about that. There's a lot of things about AI and crypto going on, and we talk about AI here. Again, I don't want to start talking about this because I can be hours talking about this because I love this. But AI is not the perfect solution for everything, and you need to have a lot of care about how you use it. And the intersection between AI and crypto is great, but it has to be done very carefully. There are some stuff that AI is great for, and all other stuff that is not good at. You can't just let AI decide a lot of things to do because it hallucinates and it can do nasty things. What we are trying to build here is a combination of deterministic stuff, deterministic automation, deterministic processes that uses AI to make some decisions that you are okay with. We still didn't.
Oh, okay. Just to top off the AI things, I know we don't want to get too in that, but you said Venice. And just for the audience, just to clarify, that is the open source AI tooling from Shapeshift Eric Voorhees. Am I correct about that?
Yeah. All right.
Perfect. All right. Well, then you guys, that's an excellent AI model to use. So anyway, I'll kick it back to you, buddy. Go ahead.
Yeah, no, I mean, if you want to talk about AI agents and all the things, we can do another talk, and we just talk about that.
Sure.
Yeah. But we will use AI everywhere we can because I think it's really, really good for many things. For example, as I said before, once we have the studio in place and users can build their own automations, their own strategies, AI is great for that. I mean, if you just can describe what you want to do, okay, just borrow, leave this collateral there, borrowed stables and then put the stables here and then with the profit do this. If you just can describe that and that creates an automation, looks great, right? And I think AI can do that perfectly. It's great for generating pseudocode like this. And about pseudocode, I'm going to show you what these automations look like. I'm going to launch our platform. This is our main site, right? I start with the dashboard that shows basically the revenue we are generating and the automations that are already launched. But what I want to show you is how this looks like. Because I say a lot about the engine, but I didn't show you anything. So I have here an automation that is currently running in the Pair Auto USDC on Receive Tray that basically it claims my orders when they are filled. Let's see the details. It has been running. And for example, here it claims one of it. It has the detail of every step that the automation has been running. Here you can check everything that was running. You can check the fees, you can check the transaction. Here it claims one, you can just click and see the transaction. You can see the fees that has been charged by the automation. You can see all the details. But what I wanted to show you is what this automations looks like. This here describes the automation, right? This is the JSON pseudocode that tells the engine what to do when it runs the automation, right? I don't pretend you to understand this, but I want to take a glimpse of what it looks like. And what I'm saying is that, okay, right now, probably if you have to write this, you can't. But once we have the studio in place, and you have AI support for writing this, it's going to be really, really easy because the building blocks are easy. I mean, if you look at this, it has actions. You have an action that checks if it has something to claim. Then you have another action that claims if it has something. And then you have a notifier that sends a notification that I'm going to show you probably. I get it. Yeah. We have a Telegram bot that lets you know when something happens. I received this here that told me that it claimed these auto tokens for me. And that, for example, is this. This is a description for the automation to send the notification through Telegram, blah, 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 blah. Again, I don't want you to understand this, but I want you to take, to know. To know how the power of this and how easy it is to specify this by using AI is going to be like this. Really, really easy.
I love it. That's awesome. And on Telegram here, I was just trying to look for it. Is it, it's the @AutoKajira_bot. Is that the one it is?
Yeah.
And if it, okay, cool. Because there's a few. There's @Al_AutoScore. Okay, go ahead.
You can check it easily here, for example, in
Rushitray. Gotcha. Okay.
You can come here where you say the auto claim is activated in this case. You can go to activate notifications here, and it will bring you to a bot straight. It will register your address.
Good.
And that's it. That's the only thing you need to do. Yeah, that's it. Also, it's available in our book.
Okay, good. You guys have put a lot of thought into making this as simple and intuitive as possible for a new entrant. I appreciate that. Yeah, keep doing what you guys are doing. You're making good decisions here. So nicely done.
Thanks, man. Thanks. Thanks a lot.
Okay, do we have more here? This is really, really cool. I love doing these live streams like this because, you know, talking about is one thing, but seeing the potential in real time and seeing all the individual things you're going, I mean, it's just, there's nothing that compares to this. So I think you're going to get a lot of new eyeballs over at Auto Regier because of this live stream. This is super wicked cool. I encourage anyone watching this, whether it's live or recorded, get your hands in there. Get familiar with this now because, like we said, we are so very early.
Well, look at these numbers. This is for the whole platform, right? This is where we're, like, look at how, I mean, this is the infancy. This is like the embryo stage.
Yeah, and this is with just one automation, that is the autoclaimer. This one I show you that just claims and reinvest the rewards. This is just one, and it's growing really fast. Look at this. If we compare with the last month, look at this. Active automations, 100%. And active wallet, like 76% more. This is growing fast.
Wow.
Dude, we gotta do this in 5 years. We gotta.
Yeah.
I'm gonna write this down. I'm gonna put it in my calendar.
Yes. Hey, Ale, I got a question for you, buddy. I don't want to change the topic but I think they're important. So there's another team on Regira. They're called Redacted, right? And so they add that privacy element. Can you have your automations be private with that privacy layer as well? Could those work together?
Yeah. And it's transparent. We don't have to do anything. I mean, because in the background, this runs these execute transactions, and they have a way to execute the transaction privately. That's it. For us, it's nothing. I mean, I don't want to get technical, but it's transferring for us to use their privacy layer. That's it.
Pretty cool. So you can combine them because I think a lot of people might be interested in doing that, right? So you have automated omni-chain, and someone clarified. So omni-chain is all chains that you can use, right? Cross-chain, obviously, going from one chain to the other. And so you have this omni-chain experience where it's like one seamless capability with all the supported chains that we have, and then you can have the automations, and then it can be private. I mean, come on, you guys. Like, this is ridiculously amazing. This is incredible. Well, everything comes together and just this wonderful, like, capability pie. It's insane. This is insane.
Yeah, man. Yeah, it's great. And you as a user, think about it like this. You will choose the parameters of the automation. Like here, I want to claim, I don't know, auto rewards, blah, blah, blah. And after claiming, I want to restake. That's it. And think about a check here that says private or not. Just a switch. Turning privacy on or off.
Come on, that is so... That is so cool. This is so cool.
Yeah.
I'm not being dramatic, you guys, in a live stream. Like, come on. Who just saw this cannot tell me that is not the freaking coolest thing ever. Like, this is what we've been trying to build. Hello. Okay. Like, tell me where I'm wrong. Don't stroke my ego. Tell us where we're wrong. This is absolutely badass. This is insanely awesome. I'm freaking out over here. I need more coffee. Oh my God, this is incredible. Keep going, bro.
I don't know if you want me to talk about anything else.
What if you got something else, man? You're already, I mean, dude, this is, if you got it. So, okay. We've talked about things and you talked about like Auto Regira, all the primitives are going to have this. Is there something else that you think we have not talked about that you want to talk about? Maybe something, anything else? Like, we've talked about a lot here, right? Like, this thing is these conversations we're having, like, we're just kind of having a superficial description of it, but there is so much deep, like if you look, there is a huge forest beyond the trees here. Okay. Like, ridiculously so. Insane. Thank you, Kenton, for yawning, by the way.
Sorry.
Stealing. Yeah. Just kidding, bro. That's okay. Giving a hard time. We get up early for these live streams, you guys. So, no, this is really, really cool. This is so, so cool.
Thank you, man. Glad you like it.
Is there anything else you think, or?
No, I think we just cover everything. I mean, just at least all the things that are in my mind right now. As I said before, we can talk all the times you want. I love to talk about this product because I really love it. But yep. I think for now, you're okay.
Okay,
maybe
so
we'll just
okay,
a quick, I, okay, a quick shout out to the audience. You know, you guys are always welcome to request to come up whenever. You know, we probably should have done a better job saying that at the beginning, but you should have the link to join us here. You don't have to have your webcam on if you don't want to. Just want to speak. If you have any questions, comments, welcome. Please come on, come join us, guys.
Yeah, and as Kenton said, you know, he wrote this down on his calendar to recheck these metrics, right? And I think that's going to be very important to do.
Yeah.
And I'm really thankful Kenton said that as well. You know, guys, come up and ask questions. I mean, maybe you guys understand everything because Ali's a really great communicator and it's just so amazingly. But one thing I was really curious about, Ali, is like you came from the banking industry. You come from your TradFi, right? And so maybe could you just talk about a little bit of like why is this so incredibly more powerful? I know we talked about so many reasons, but like what really gets you passionate about this? Like from your own experience, maybe you have a specific thing where you saw some shady stuff happen or something like that. Like what for you is like the defining feature, like that really just, that just is, that pushes you to keep building this thing?
The first thing is freedom. As I said before, I love to build software products. In banking, it was too hard. Here, you can do whatever you want to do. That's the first thing. Secondly, I'm sure this is the future of finance, and I want to be early. Probably, I have several more things to do, but I'm going to say the last one. I hate banks and I want to help in every possible way to take all the money from them and bring it here. I think banks sucks, man. Sucks, really sucks. What we are building here is opportunities for people to leave the banks and take their money, bring it here, use it differently, being the owners of their own money, take their own decisions, freedom, it's freedom. But we need to work a lot in order to get that massive for the common user, because I didn't talk about that before, but I've been in computer stuff since I was a kid, and the first contact with crypto was really hard for me, that I had a lot of technical knowledge at that moment. Things are getting better, but there's a lot of way to go yet to get my mom using this. That's our target. That's why we are focusing in do stuff that is really simple for the user. I mean, we can build infrastructure. We need to build infrastructure, of course, because that's the baseline for anything we want to build. But then we need to get it really easy for the common user. And again, with all these new technologies, with AI and all this stuff, I think it's going to be easier. But again, a lot of way to go yet to get this massive.
Yeah. Well, speaking of which, you know, you talk about your team, right? The people building this. Maybe we just go a little bit into that area. Are you guys actively looking for developers, or is your team a decently sized right now? Maybe someone who has some technical skills watching this, they want to contribute or something like that. Do you have some resources for them?
Yeah, right now we are not looking for more devs, more people to join the team. As I said before, we We've been working together for several years, and right now we are good. But hopefully, when this grows, we will need more hands. So yeah, keep an eye on our Twitter. We post everything there.
What if it's a separate team and they have, so, you know, they're not in the ThorChain ecosystem. They're not in the Rajira ecosystem yet, right? But they've seen this omni-chain experience. They see the potential here, this amazing automations that you can do, and they want to add it to their thing. Like, should they contact you?
Of course.
How's that work?
Yeah. They can contact us on our Twitter again, or in our Telegram group. We have a Telegram group that is Auto Rushira, of course.
Yes.
You can contact here. Yeah. We are pretty active here. We talk a lot with the users. So anyone that wants to talk about automations or have ideas for creating strategies or automate any stuff, they can join our Telegram group and come and talk. We are really active there.
Recap here. Go ahead, Kenton. Sorry.
I'm curious, you know, all your previous users from Orca, from when you're on Terra, are they all still around? Are they excited? Are they like, man, this is even better than before? Are they like you, after Terra fell off, they just seem to step away from crypto for a while, they haven't come back? Do you have a feel for that? That previous audience, are they still around?
There are a lot that are still around. Many of us in the Telegram groups are the same from several years. My opinion is that we are still around because what we experienced in Terra was so great. All these prats, all these opportunities, all these possible strategies, they were great. And we are really waiting for having that again, but better. That is what I think we are building here. So that's why I think the users are still around. Me, myself, as a user and as a builder. I mean, I could be building something else, but no, I'm here because I really trust this. And as you guys said before, this union with ThorChain was something that we really need because we didn't say it too much, but we had the products were great, but we didn't have the liquidity. So if you have great products but you don't have the liquidity, it doesn't that good, right? Right now we have the great combination of great products and deep liquidity. So I think that's the main reason we as a community are still around here waiting for this.
Cool.
I love it. And as a quick recap, you guys, if you're watching this live or recording of this, like if you are someone who has like strategies that you have online, they are going to have an ability for you to put in your own strategy, make your own automated strategy. When other people adopt it and use that same strategy, you can earn a commission from that. So again, shout out to anyone out there who loves this. Definitely reach out to this team, you guys, because this is real DeFi. This is permissionless, no KYC. You can't be stopped. Nothing can be necessarily frozen outside of a bug, of course. That's always the case with anything. But there is no central, there's no man hidden behind the curtain and like the Wizard of Oz, okay? Nothing like that whatsoever. This is the real deal. This is the thing that we've been trying to build forever. It's here. We're in the early days, the infancy days. And just like Kenton said, those metrics, those stats can be very interesting to see what those look like in 5 years. They're going to be completely alien. So I am unbelievably excited. And I'm thankful, Ali, for you to come up here. And thank you again for joining the stream a little early and talking with us and bringing it. So I really appreciate it. Let's do another shout out to the audience, I guess, Kenton. If there's anyone else that has any questions whatsoever, please let us know now. We'll be ending it soon, if not. So last shout out to the audience, guys.
I'll just say, guys, I didn't think of this. I don't know if you guys did, but happy Valentine's Day. You know, it's just pink day, pink Valentine's, pink for Rajira. I didn't even plan this. I just happenstance. So it's nice how it all come together. Maybe that's what we'll have to do. Every Valentine's Day, we have to do a Rajira show to get the pink.
That's a good idea. I recently broke up with my short-term girlfriend, so thanks, Kenton, for reminding me about that. Your name will be in my suicide note tonight. Thanks, buddy.
Was that her Valentine's Day gift? Hey, I don't want to see you anymore.
Yeah, I'm a pretty cold guy, you know what I mean? Well, she didn't like the Thorchain and Rajira lecture. I had to get rid of her, dude. It is what it is, you know what I mean?
You're so like that guy in the meme. Here's got his hand around her neck. Yes. Yeah, so Thorchain and Rajira is going to be... Blah, 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 blah.
That's right. That's right. And if we have kids, they're going to be free because they're going to use all these DeFi primitives. Oh, yeah, that's me, 100%. Oh, yeah. Funny, okay. Yeah, giving weird vibes out there to the girls. Well, what can you do? But,
well, this has been great, man. Yeah, it's great meeting you. Yeah. Nice seeing your face. Thanks for, coming on the webcam, sharing your screen. We definitely have to do this again in a few months. Right, or when you have if there's any more done, anything big you're working on, something you want to share that you're excited about, whatever, let us know. And definitely not the last time for us to do this.
Great, guys. Thanks for inviting me. Thanks for all the talk we had. It was great. And yeah, anytime we will speak. We have a lot of.
And Ali, I'm sorry, I should have said this before the show started. Please just hang out with just a minute because you're on your end, your video has to upload. So just stick with it for just a few seconds till the upload's complete, all right? But all right, guys, what do you think? Kenton, we'll wrap it up there?
Yeah, I think so. Yeah.
All right, guys, this has been an absolutely wonderful show. If you guys are not excited about what's coming, I don't know. You need more coffee like me, you know what I'm saying? So this is incredible. Always remember, guys, at the end of these shows, all of the views expressed here are solely for the host and guests. Any action taken based on this information is at your own risk. Past performance is not indicative of future results, guys. So I think we're currently looking for the next space on Saturday. Well, I'm sure we'll get someone up here. No big deal, but we'll announce that when that is ready. The following week, that's February 28th, we'll have the Liquify guys. So that's cool. We are open on March 7th. So if anyone out there wants to be on the show, let us know. We'll work something out. Okay. But with that being said, you guys, thank you for attending the show. It's been so fun. Kenton, Ale, thanks, guys.
Thank you, man.
Hope everyone have a great day. Enjoy your weekend. Bye-bye, all.